Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after their 15th, 16th, and 17th consecutive wins. Another clean sweep on the week for you guys, and we'll start with the game last Friday against Valley Heights. And the difference in this one, you guys had a 14-2 run in the fourth quarter. That was the difference overall in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, the girls play well. We've kind of found a way to take a lead. We got some girls, I think, better at the offensive end, some girls better at the defensive end, and we found a way in the fourth quarter to take a lead with some of them that can score, and then play a few of them that play a little better defense, or probably a couple of the older girls are understand what we're doing a little more at the defensive end and find a way to get some stops late in the ball game.
And you guys took care of business on Monday as well against Donovan West. And again, just getting to that fourth quarter, you guys were able to outscore them 16-6 in the final frame against a really good Mustangs team.
Yeah, you know, they played without one of their girls the other night, one of their seniors. So, you know, they were playing for something. They were playing to prove a point, and we're playing for, you know, TVL championship. And it was another good TVL game. The girls play hard all ball game, and we found a way in the fourth quarter to get a few baskets and get a few stops and extend the lead there and put the pressure on them.
And then in last night's game, you guys defeated Blue Valley Randolph 63-37. You tried a few different things on defense, you told me, but it looks like you're going to kind of stay with kind of what's been working for you in the past moving forward. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just some little things. You know, we went all season. We fronted girls and got backside help and, you know, just a different look to see if we could play behind and let girls worry a little more about the three. And I don't know, part of it's probably just trying to do it. You know, we've told the girls last night, you count last night's game, we've had six games now with one practice, so it was probably hard to do on the fly and maybe didn't look great, but no, we got done, and the girls and I all agreed that what we've done all year is what we want to do, and it's what they're comfortable with, so we'll stick with it.
So one more win, and you guys will clinch at least a share of the TVL title. You have Clifton Clyde coming up next. You beat them in the TVL championship 58-56, and you get them again at home, and then you follow that up with a game next Tuesday at Axtell, a team that in Axtell that has some really good shooters. They have their ups and downs with their turnovers, but they have some good shooters. Your thoughts on these last two games, what you're looking forward to?
Oh, you know, I think Friday we'll get, you know, you get the Wirt sisters, and they're both good basketball players, and they've got a good group of girls around them. You know, for us, it's going to be, how do we get stops at the defensive end? You know, they can shoot the basketball, but when they don't make shots, how do we get rebounds and limit them to one look at the basket each time down the floor, and, you know, continue to work on things we need to work on. And then, like you said, Axtell next week, they're really, really good sometimes. They're up and then they're down. And, you know, hopefully we kind of fed off them turnovers at times this year. Hopefully we can get some of those and let them lead to some easy baskets and build on that.
So not only are you playing for a TVL league championship, but you're trying to clinch the one seed, which you guys did. You guys were able to clinch the one seed. So kind of getting ready for just the TVL league championship, I guess, because you already have the one seed locked up and you'll have a bye going into the semifinals in Donovan West. How big is getting that bye locked up?
You know, I just said at one time it wasn't that big a deal, because if you don't play, you take a week and a half off, and sometimes playing that game isn't bad. But I think where, you know, if you go back to the Frankfurt game we played after Friday night, we'll have played seven games in 14 days. I think that bye from a chance to get our legs back under us and get a little rest and work on the things that we need to correct over the last four or five games that we haven't had a chance to, you know, now looking back at it, that bye is a big thing for us.
17 wins in a row for the Centralia Panthers are 17-1 and 9-0 in league play. And again, just one win away from at least getting a share of the TVL title here in the 2023-2024 season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you.
That was Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.